Welcome back to the Tierra Talk Show's New Groove segment, in which we invite past guests of our show to discuss the latest and greatest with their upcoming projects for film, TV, and more. I'd like to welcome back D23 Senior Manager Jeffrey Epstein to the show. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tammy. How are you?
Oh, it's been, I think, 2 years since we last talked on the phone, and so much has happened because we were talking about the 2015 D23 Expo, and I missed you because you got to do the Once Upon a Time panel, and the Aladdin panel was at the same time, and I was like, oh, no. But I did see it online, and I have to ask first, that's my first question, you know, what was the response to that panel? Because, you know, I'm such a big fan of the show and you are too. So how did you feel that response went for that specific panel?
We were thrilled with that, with the response. It's Once Upon a Time has been a D23 member fan favorite since before it aired back in, I think it was 2011, before the show premiered. We did a panel in the smallest stage we had with Eddie and Adam, that I had the benefit of moderating, and they previewed the show for guests and people loved it. And then every expo since, we've had them back, and every time we've made the venue bigger and bigger. So last time I think there were 2,000 people, and that was just an extraordinary moment to see that huge crowd of incredible Disney fans so enthusiastic for this terrific, terrific show. And of course, having Jennifer Goodwin and Lana and Josh there as a surprise, that certainly was icing on the cake.
And the show kind of ended in a certain way because some of the characters are not going to come back. So I thought I'd ask you, who was your favorite character in the initial 7 seasons of the show?
Wow, that's a tough question. I guess, but maybe Regina, because I feel like she had such an incredible character arc. I thought that Lana played that character with such incredible dimension, and seeing that character evolve over the years was just amazing, from being a true villain to a hero, but also showing that being a hero means that you're not all heroes are 100% good. There's things that are faults in all of us. And I think that's a really important statement that character in the show made.
She was my favorite character too, and I loved how they brought in a lot of other Disney character favorites. But if there were any in particular that didn't make it on the show, and you had the chance to choose any Disney character from any specific film, who would you like to see make an appearance on Once Upon a Time?
Wow, I feel like they had so many great characters. I think it would be really funny to see if Wreck-It Ralph and Penelope ended up in Storybrooke. I'd be very curious to see how that worked out for everyone.
And speaking of which, you know, this coming D23 Expo, I'm looking at the lineup. Unfortunately, I can't go, but the lineup looks fantastic. I know I think you're sold out for Friday, if I'm not mistaken, but my gosh, there's so much to do, so little time, basically.
Well, going back, we're actually sold out on Saturday, not Friday. But there are still single day tickets available for Friday and for Sunday, and 3-day tickets available. So if someone wants to go on Saturday, they can get a 3-day ticket and be able to go. So just that. And as for me hosting, I'd say nothing that's been announced yet. I can reveal the great things that have been revealed. It is going to be another incredible event. We're really, really excited. The team has been working for well over a year on plans, and every year we listen to the fans and the guests who come to the expo to see what they want, what they like, what they felt we could improve. So yet again this year, I feel like every year we find ways to expand. So in the 2015 expo, we added Hall D23, which is almost 7,000 seats, which held many of our major presentations. We did the other presentations in stage 23 and 28, and we didn't use the arena where we had previously held some of the big events. But this year we decided, let's go big. We're bringing back the arena. So that's nearly 4,000 seats. So we've got Hall D23, we've got the arena with nearly 4,000 seats, and we've expanded stage 28 to about 2,000 seats. So really, really looking to get more people in the room to be able to accommodate as many guests as we can. So we're really excited about that. Of course, we're using Stage Pass again for the arena and Stage 28, as well as for the Walt Disney Archive stage, which has pretty much doubled in size as well. So guests will have a chance to sort of get the Fast Pass for those venues. And Gold members for, I think it is the three primary venues, will get their own special priority seating line. There's a limited amount of priority seats that are going to Gold members of D23. So we're excited to add that this year. Plus, of course, we've got tons of incredible panels, and I can't wait for the Hercules panel and the Tangled panel with Zach and Mandy. I think the Legend ceremony is going to be outstanding. Of course, the animation panel that John Lasseter hosts is always wonderful. The live action panel always has a cavalcade of stars. Parks, I think we can expect Bob Chapek to really turn it out this year with some fantastic presentations. And on Sunday, Alan Menken is giving us not one, but two concerts in Hall D23 that we can't wait for guests to enjoy. So those are just a few things that I think are incredible. And of course, the Walt Disney Archives exhibit on the show floor with all of the pirates, memorabilia, collectibles, props, costumes, set pieces. The first time we've ever had a Marvel pavilion on the show floor, that's incredibly exciting. The Parks Pavilion, where guests are going to be able to see the model for the Star Wars themed land. I could go on and on, but that's just a very, very brief rundown of some of the highlights.
And I wanted to make sure our listeners know that there is so much work that goes into this expo, because going to the last one, I kind of just stood there and there's so many people and there's so much to do. And as I said, so little time. But I just want to make sure I clarify that I think you guys are amazing for having all this pressure put on your shoulders. I can't even imagine. So I'm very excited for you guys. I wish I could be there. And one more tip I always have for listeners is please keep your eyes open. You have no idea who is going to be next to you or near you. My family ran into George Lucas 5 different times. So it was just like, I didn't even know what to say. I still don't. But you never know who you're going to see. Be very open-minded, because there's going to be so much to do. You might not get to everything, but there's going to be plenty on the floor, and there's so much time to meet other Disney fans. I think that's another key aspect, because, you know, I've made some great friends and I've met some amazing guests who've come on my show. So just keep an open mind is mostly my advice. Do you have any advice for the listeners, Jeffrey, if they are going for the first time ever?
I think you gave some great tips. I agree. You never know who you're going to see on the show floor, whether it be some really incredible fans, terrific cosplayers, and celebrities, because many of our Disney stars are fans as well, which is great, because that they get really enthusiastic about seeing all the stuff at the events. I agree, keeping an open mind. I think going in with a game plan, we actually just posted the schedules as they stand at the moment on D23expo.com, so people can see where all of the panels and presentations line up as of now, and go in with a first choice and a second choice and maybe even a third choice, and know that there's no way to see everything. It's definitely different than a theme park experience. These are unique experiences. They're incredible. They are one of a kind, many of them. And go in knowing that you may get to some of your first choices. You will likely get to second and third choices. But definitely know that there's a ton to do. So if you don't make it into the very first thing, there's going to be a lot more to see and a lot more to do.
And also, if you want more information, head to D23.com. You could follow Jeffrey at Epstein Jeffrey on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also follow D23 at Disney D23. So before we end our interview, I have the pixie dust lightning round for you, Jeffrey. It's basically you choose this or that. And there's 5 of them. So we'll start with the one that I always use is Disneyland or Walt Disney World.
Oh, you can't make me choose. One for me is a fantastic day trip, like going to Central Park, and the other is a true vacation for me. But I guess because I'm closer to Disneyland, I will say Disneyland because it is in my backyard.
And Peter Pan or Simba?
Peter Pan.
Horizons or The Living Seas?
Horizons.
Captain Amelia from Treasure Planet or Kida from Atlantis: The Lost Empire?
Ida, definitely.
Poor Unfortunate Souls, the song, or Cruella de Vil, the song?
Poor Unfortunate Souls. I just love Pat Carroll. She is, I had the privilege of meeting her, and she was so wonderful and warm and actually very appropriate for the expo, because I do often say, when you're looking at the schedule, life's full of tough choices, isn't it?
Well, thank you so much for coming back on the show, Jeffrey. Best of luck. I know everything's going to go swell because the last one was amazing, and this one's going to be even better, I know. And hopefully I'll see you for the next one. I know you're not even thinking about it right now, but best of luck. And you know what? Keep moving forward. I'm so glad you came back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tammy. It's great to talk to you.